CyberPulse Daily. The Payout Line. Today's CyberPulse Daily Brief is about the payout line. Not the breach headline. Not the first exploit post. Not the malware screenshot. The sharper signal this Monday is that hostile operators are organizing cyber activity around the fastest route from access to value. Browser-built malware, unauthenticated enterprise software exploits, real-time account hijacking, ransomware affiliate portals, exposed development workflows, and hotel network credential theft all point toward the same business problem. Defenders are protecting systems while attackers are optimizing transactions. The first signal is delivery. Recent reporting shows malicious sites splitting payloads into browser-side fragments, then letting JavaScript reconstruct malware inside memory. That matters because the inspection point moves. The file may not arrive as a normal executable. The assembly line sits inside a trusted browsing session, close to the user, after reputation checks have already had their say. For enterprises across the Gulf, the lesson is blunt. Web controls that only ask whether a downloaded file looks bad are increasingly late to the transaction. The second signal is reachability. Internet-exposed product lifecycle and industrial design platforms are being targeted with unauthenticated remote code execution, while a widely used JSON library faces active exploitation with no official patch available. That combination should make security leaders uncomfortable. One case is about exposed enterprise collaboration software. The other is about embedded dependency risk. Both convert ordinary application inventory into a revenue opportunity for extortion crews and access brokers. The third signal is identity conversion. Researchers describe insurance-themed phishing that can perform real-time account hijacking rather than simply collecting static passwords. Separate reporting shows hotel wireless infrastructure being manipulated through domain name system changes to steal cloud productivity credentials from travelers. This is not just phishing volume, it is context abuse. Attackers are choosing moments when the user expects friction. Travel, claims, access recovery, document review, and urgent login prompts. The fourth signal is criminal operations. A ransomware as a service portal reportedly centralizes payload builds, victim management, and affiliate payouts. That is not a technical footnote. It means the hostile side is investing in workflow. They are reducing the administrative drag of crime, who gets a payload, who owns a victim, who gets paid, and how quickly the next affiliate can move. Enterprise defenders should read that as an operating model challenge, not just another malware family note. The fifth signal is developer ecosystem defense. Public code and package platforms are adding time-based defenses against supply chain abuse, especially around maintainer account changes and package publishing behavior. That is a useful move, but it also confirms the direction of travel. Dependency compromise is no longer a rare side story. It is part of the monetization path because it gives attackers scale, legitimacy, and downstream reach. There is also a quieter governance lesson. Many organizations still score these problems in separate rooms. Web security over here, application exposure over there, identity in a third queue, software supply chain somewhere inside engineering. The hostile economy does not respect that org chart. It prices the whole path. If a browser session can deliver payload assembly, an exposed platform can provide execution, a stolen session can provide legitimacy, and an affiliate portal can package the result. Then the business has one connected risk, whether or not the dashboard shows one connected incident. So what should leadership do today? P0, reduce unauthenticated reachability for business-critical engineering, collaboration, and middleware platforms. If a system can execute code remotely and is reachable from the internet, it belongs in an emergency exposure review, even before a clean patch answer exists. P1, measure identity conversion points. Review traveler access, help desk reset flows, insurance and benefits portals, supplier logins, and high-risk cloud productivity sessions. The question is not whether multi-factor authentication exists. The question is whether the session can be stolen, proxied, or tricked at the moment of use. P2, tighten developer ecosystem governance. Require stronger controls around package publishing, maintainer changes, tokens, build secrets, and dependency update approvals. Treat package release velocity as a security-relevant business process, not just an engineering preference. The executive takeaway is simple. The enemy is not merely exploiting weaknesses. The enemy is improving the route from weakness to money. That route now crosses browsers, dependencies, exposed enterprise platforms, identity ceremonies, and criminal back offices. All links related to this episode are included in the show notes. Reporting from the Hacker News, Bleeping Computer, Security Week, Cybersecurity Dive, InfoSecurity Magazine, and Dark Reading is all there if you want to dig into the sources. That is your CyberPulse Daily Brief for Monday, July 27, 2026. Stay vigilant.